questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners from all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, if you have been following such shows, we are trying to answer some doubts on misconceptions on the Islamic beliefs with presence of Islamic scholars from Qom Seminary students. We have today invited Sheikh Noor Muhammad from Qom Seminary School, as an Islamic researcher, to answer the questions of ours in this very session. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
It's a great pleasure for us, Sheikh, to have you here. The question of the day that we want to ask it from the respected guest speaker, Sheikh Noor Muhammad from Qom Seminary Schools, is about our actions that we usually dedicate and actually send the reward and we gift the thawab of our actions to Imam of the Age, or even any of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt or the Infallibles in general. The question is that, can we do something like that, that is to dedicate the thawab of our actions, or to perform a namaz, or let's say a salat, or a good action, with the intention of gifting the thawab and reward of it to the imam, or not? Is it possible? In case it is possible, are they in need of these actions? Because we believe that an infallible imam has not ever committed any sin. So what is his or her need for our actions or our charities, let's say, or our prayers and du'as? This is a question that I think needs to be pondered, and that's why we want Sheikh Noor Muhammad to shed some light on that.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, they need our salutation and prayer and supplication, but their need is totally different from our needs. You see that in the verse of Noble Quran, we have that إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angel, they send salutation and praise to the Noble Prophet Muhammad. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Oh, those people who have faith, send your salutation and of course submission, and be submitted to the orders of Noble Prophet Muhammad. You see that if Noble Prophet Muhammad, in his stage, of course, in the higher level of spirituality, okay, and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he needs our salutation, and of course, beside that, the salutation of Allah, of course, there is a difference. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salutation toward Noble Prophet Muhammad, it means the blessing and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when we send salutation toward Prophet Muhammad, it means that we ask the blessing of Allah showering the Noble Prophet Muhammad. Okay?
Very true.
In that case, they need our salutation, and beside the salutation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in another meaning, very higher spirituality, because the spiritual scope is limitless.
Very true.
And of course, we cannot imagine that.
Yeah.
Of course, at least I cannot imagine that. I never can imagine how the spiritual scope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is limitless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, even the, entity of Noble Prophet Muhammad, he requires more blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by sending salutation towards him.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So they need it, but in that sense, in that context of the higher level and scope of the, spiritual, you know, heavens.
Very true.
So, in the same, I mean, idea, we can imagine it for the other infallible Ahlul Bayt, alayhimu salatu wassalam. When we pray for the Imam Al-Mahdi, alayhi salam, when we say, for example, we send the reward of some, you know, recitation of verse of Noble Quran, a chapter of Noble Quran, to the Imam Al-Mahdi or other, of course, infallible Ahlul Bayt, it has its own condition. I want to say that we can send that, the reward, we can give the reward of that to the soul of Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salatu wasalam. It is very recommended and they enjoy that.
Yeah.
And of course, on the other hand, we can recite, for example, 2 units of prayers or some supplication on behalf of Imam Al-Mahdi and give the reward of that to him or other infallible Ahlul Bayt.
Very true. Yeah, you rightly mentioned that they actually are in need of the supplications, but we can actually put it in this way that they are not in need that, okay, it becomes a kind of duty for us to do that, but our du'as, our supplications actually promotes their levels in spiritual levels of heavens, inshallah.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, Sheikh, then there is another question that some say that performing something with the intention of, let's say, gifting the thawab and reward for an imam infallible is accepted and recommended, but we cannot perform something on behalf of the imam. For example, I go and I find the tawfiq of performing the ziyarah of one of the infallibles somewhere, let's say Imam Hassan alayhi salam, and then I make this intention of, okay, I'm performing the ziyarah of Imam Hassan on behalf of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Is it also possible? Or no, I just can give the thawab and reward of it to Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Because some say that, okay, we are not that pure, we are not that, let's say, infallible like Imam, so we cannot put ourselves in their place and to perform this the pilgrimage, or let's say, to recite those 2 rak'ahs of prayers on behalf of him. I think, based on your explanations, both ways are possible. Am I right?
Exactly, because we do not want to put ourselves in the shoes of Imam. Right. Rather, we want to, on behalf of them, to have some kind of a spiritual practice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? For example, go to the pilgrimage of Mecca, or, for example, do some kind of ziyarah or supplication or some units of prayer on behalf of Imam.
Very
it
true.
Doesn't mean that, for example, you have put yourself in a state of the Imam alayhi salam. Rather, it means just you want to give some reward to do that on behalf of him, and send the reward of that to the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam as a gift.
Very true.
I don't think that it caused any problem.
Mm-hmm.
Rather we want to do and we want to have this spiritual gift to the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam.
Thank you very much. Very beautiful.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
And one more question, dear Sheikh. So, as we understood, all these actions are in the same line to find the satisfaction of the infallibles in general and Imam of the age specifically and in a specific. So, the question, Sheikhna, is that what kind of, let's say, good actions we can do in order to find their, let's say, satisfaction, to find all the Ahlul Bayt? Some say that it's good to dedicate and gift the thawab of all of our actions. And the reason is that since we gift it to an infallible, and any action and or let's say or any act of worship from the infallible is by far accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have actually connected our actions to the actions of imams. So it means that if we dedicate and gift all of our actions, all of our good actions that we do during our lifetime, if we dedicate it to the Imams and the Infallibles, it means that we have actually connected a drop with an ocean. So the drop becomes a part of the ocean. So do you think it's a good idea to, let's say, dedicate the thawb of all of our good actions during our lifetime, from the beginning to the end, to the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam?
It is a good idea to do that, but maybe more important than that, to not to forget about Imam alayhim salatu wasalam, about, for example, about A'imma alayhim salatu wasalam, and to try to live by the standards, okay? And try to, you know, as I said, moments by moment, try to obey the orders of Imam, okay? This is maybe more important than gifting. Sometimes when you go somewhere, for example, go to Mecca to give the reward of that to Imam, maybe more important than that is to always remember the presence of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, especially Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. And another point is to have sincere action. Maybe you send one salawat, okay, one salutation to Imam al-Mahdi, but sincerely.
Very beautiful.
Maybe it is more important than sending, for example,
thousands of salawat
carelessly. Or, for example, pridefully. Just sincere action is important, especially be away from committing sin, okay, and evil action.
Very true.
It has a lot of reward, and it's Imam alayhi salatu wasalam witnessing, okay, because according to the verse of Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, angels and righteous people, referring to Ahlul Bayt, the witnessing whatever we are practicing, okay?
Very true.
So, if you do a lot of action and to be away from many evil action and to give the reward of that to Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, maybe it is one of the most recommended action that you can do that. But as I mentioned, maybe if we be away from evil action and while Imam al-Mahdi witnessing us, it's maybe one of the best which give the pleasure to Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam.
So two important points can be extracted from your beautiful explanations. That is, one, sincerity in performing any action. And second, finding and understanding the presence of Imam in every actions of ours. To see that Imam and Mu'mineen and believers and Allah, they are the watchful people, the watchful eyes, that they are watching whatever we are doing. So it, in case we do whatever is obligatory on us and refrain from whatever is forbidden on us, so these are what makes them happy. So it is as if we are actually walking and running in the same way that they want us to. Many thanks, dear Sheikh, for your explanations, and you respect listeners for staying tuned and listening to Q&A in Islamic Briefs from IRB English Radio. Till our next session, I live in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن